Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I'm going to give you some information today from my experience that I've learned. I've worked with a lot of people doing one-on-one inner healing, like specifically focused inner healing, dealing with traumatizing beliefs, deliverance, all the different aspects of physical, mental, emotional. Well, not all the aspects of physical, but mental, emotional, spiritual healing is kind of where I focus. I have seen some physical miracles, which are always cool, but I was drawn into this category of the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspect of healing. And so what I want to share with you today is to give you an idea from my opinion, from my experience, what I've seen, what I've read in the scriptures, what I understand in the word of God, is that one of the most traumatizing belief systems in the church is what I want to share with you. And I want to share this. This is a message I put together to share with the church where I go here. And I'm in Annapolis, Maryland is where I'm located. I was in California for a few years, but I'm back in Maryland now. But I put it together for my church. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this for one is because also one of the things we're doing is looking in our church is to greater develop the prophetic movement and the discernment and prophecy, hearing from the Lord. And what your beliefs are affect your prophetic gifting, and it affects how you prophesy, how you're discerning. Is what you believe about yourself is what I've seen over the years of, and again, I've worked with thousands and thousands of people. I'm not going to get into the details, but again, if you have questions of where I got this information, feel free to reach out to me, but trust me, I have a qualified amount of experience in this to give you the information I'm giving you. And so what I want is so that people can actually freely prophesy, freely live in the kingdom. Because all of us hear from the Lord, right? You know, Doug's not so special. You know what I mean? He's anointed. He's a man of God. I love that boy. Don't get me wrong. He's the first prophetic voice that ever got in, by the way, just so you know. I've been around a lot of prophetic people, and they gave me like some surface stuff. I met Doug down in San Diego at the Heart of God Ministries, if you're familiar with that down there, and he got in. I was like, woo! I remember that one. It's good. But we all hear from the Lord in our own way, in our own lane. Is the point I want to make. We're not all going to be running around like Doug at the same level, but you can do the prophetic in the way that God created you to, based off of your heart's desire and the way that you care for people. That's how you will prophesy. And that's why one of the things, I didn't plan on doing this, but one of the things I've seen also is that people try to be other prophets. And, you know, people want to prophesy like Doug. They want to prophesy like Sean Bowles. They want to prophesy like Chris Volatin or whoever your favorite one is, Dan McCullum, you know, whoever it is, we try to be like them. And then it doesn't quite work, right? You know, because God didn't create you to be them. He created you to be you and for your prophetic voice to be an expression of who you are in Christ. And that's what I'm about, is to help you be you. And that's why I want to talk about this in one of the most traumatizing belief systems in the church. And in that, everything I do is I like it to be a level of like training and equipping. So I want you to think about that so you can kind of track where you are on these things in your opinion. And I'm not asking people to share anything. This is just for you to think about. Like if I asked you what, in my opinion, this is the most traumatizing belief system in the church, but I always just kind of caveat because I'm extreme in the way I say things. Sometimes I exaggerate. Yeah, the way I say things. So it's like the idea that for you, what would you think is maybe one of the worst or the worst traumatizing belief system in the church? And just kind of for yourself, get an idea of it for a minute of what you think it is. And I'm going to tell you what I think it is. And again, just I'm always free. I'm going to share this boldly because this is what I believe. But I realize do any of us have it all right? None of us. You know, we're all giving it our best guess. Just so you know, I'm aware of that, but I'm going to share it matter-of-factly because it's what I believe. But I realize I've been corrected in the past. I've been off. You know, we all think we're right about something and then move forward and find out we're not. But this is years of experience. So if you got it, I'm going to tell you what my opinion is and what I've seen is because I want to, first of all, I want you to know that I'm going to share what that belief system is. And then I want to share how to be healed of it, right? So I'm not just going to leave you in the dark kind of thing, but we have to understand the problem to be able to address the problem. And that's what I want to do. And so for me, my opinion, the most traumatizing belief system in the church is that we're still under the law. That's the one. There's a million different ways that that's expressed, right? And most of the time, people have no idea that they're saying, I'm still under the law. But that's what they're saying. And it just causes destruction. And what I want to do is I'm going to break out that destruction today for you and understanding what that is, what it looks like. And some of the ways that the abuse happens in the church, and it's religious legalistic abuse. Again, let's just be clear. That's what it is. The enemy is abusing us through leadership, through patterns, through habits, through culture, you know, whatever way he can, he's trying to get to you to keep you from being who you are. And I'm just going to give you some of the more famous kind of or more common types of translating that we're still under the law. One of the big ones is practical righteousness. Like somehow, you know, somehow like the idea that, you know, God says you're righteous, but really, you know, you're not, you can't be righteous because of that behavior, right? So that turns into that behavioral management thing is where that goes. And then behavioral management becomes behavioral righteousness. And if you don't know what that is, that's self-righteousness is what that is. So what we're doing is we're promoting self-righteousness in some way with this practical righteousness concept to control people's behavior. And with that, what we're doing is promoting self-righteousness with having people think in some way that their behavior is affecting their righteousness. You know, and it's just, it's abuse is what it is.
Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us $55 a month. 1,000 people to partner $55 a month. That will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner, do any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.